Yan ang ingay ng kaguluhang kasama sa popular na piyestang Mumba sa Melbourne noong nakaraang Marso. At ito ay bahagi ng lumalaking krimen ng mga kabataan na nagpaalarma kay Punong Komisyoner Graham Aston ng Victoria Police.
There is a cohort of young people whose lives are being irretrievably set off course by early involvement in serious and violent crime. We want to stop this trend.
Sinabi niya na ang mga gumagawa ng krimen ay nagiging mas bata at muling nagkakasala ng mas madalas kasama ng mas seryosong krimen.
The most recent crime statistics have shown major increases in offences like carjackings, home invasions, often accompanied by violent assaults. And a significant number of the people committing these crimes are under 18 years of age.
Sa isang summit na ginawa tungkol sa krisis, sinisi ng mga eksperto ang bawal na droga, kawalan ng trabaho at karahasan sa tahanan. Ayon kay James Smith ng Victoria Mori Warden, ang kawalan ng tahanan ay isa ding dahilan.
Most of these kids want to be in a safe haven. Their home residence is not a safe haven because their parents are on drugs. Their relatives, their extended family members are also on drugs or even alcohol affected.
Sinabi naman ni Dishela Fernando ng Victoria Multicultural Commission na ang social isolation at pakiramdam ng kawalan ng ugnayan ang nagtutulak sa ilang kabataan na sumama sa mga magulo at kriminal na gang.
It's about that identity crisis, especially the youth from African backgrounds or Pacifica backgrounds. And obviously there's 54 countries in Africa, so that in itself has plays out in a different way as well for each youth.
Sinabi naman ni Premier Daniel Andrews ng Victoria na kailangang suportahan ang mga pagsisikap na tulungan ang mga kabataan, mga unang nagkakasalang tao upang baguhin ang kanilang buhay.
Incarceration only approach is simply an apprenticeship for a life of crime. And not only is that bad for the individual involved, the people who will be the victims of that person's criminality, but it also costs a lot.
Samantalang tinawag ang Melbourne bilang most livable city, sinabi ng punong komisyoner na hindi ito totoo para sa mga kabataan na nakakaramdam na kahiwalay sila sa lipunan. Ayon sa youth worker na Ahmed Hassan, kailangan ng mga nagkakasalang kabataan na mabigyan ng pangalawang pagkakataon.
These youth have a lot of potentials. They are not getting opportunities in careers, jobs and all. So if they were meant to get the jobs, they wouldn't be committing these crimes.
Isang kinatawan sa summit ng estudyante sa Universidad na Aijing Atuay ay nakiusap sa mga tao na huwag bahira ng dungis ang buong komunidad dahil sa ginagawang krimen ng ilan lamang.
In the media, they tend to focus on the negative, and I guess if it's more balanced, it's going to be better for us later on. So it's just learning to understand that not all people are the same.